as the seance was ending, all of us were so happy, and there was no ill will that I could tell about the ghost pirates. I mean, Mrs. Jones wasn't mad about it. We still didn't understand what had happened with her. And Mr. Jones had commented to me that if I was going to call, I think he said, if you're going to call ghost pirates over the wall of an old fort, you might want to make sure that you can control them. And my response to his was, well, I'm not in control of anything. That's why the Virgin Mary is here. I don't think for one minute that I have absolute control over ghosts or anything like that. I depend on higher realms of spirit to come and help me. And I trust the Virgin Mary, that she knows what she's doing. And as far as I'm concerned, it's been one of the most illuminating experiences of my life, because I have learned so very much, and I definitely want to do it again. And right away, I asked the Virgin Mary, you know, please be sure and guide me this way again, because if there's more you can teach me, and I'm sure that there is from your perspective, there must be an awful lot for me to learn, and I do want to learn all of it. And so we were hugging and kissing each other goodbye, and Mr. Jones walked out into the hallway of my apartment building and said, and just very excitedly said, y'all come out now, come out, hurry. And we stepped outside into the hallway, and the whole hallway of the building smelled wonderfully like red roses. And just at that moment, we began to talk about, well, that was the symbol of the presence of the Virgin Mary, that she would leave the aroma of roses wherever she went. And then that's when the four people with me realized that they had all been to see sightings of the Virgin Mary in Georgia, and they had been in the same place at the same time on the same day, and only just now realizing it. And it astonished me that I could be in the presence of these four people who had been to see the Virgin Mary and had smelled the roses before, and didn't even know it until this moment in time. And I continue to be amazed at what I could learn at a seance, the least of which being that I could know more about the four people that were involved in it right at the end of it. And then we just stood out in the hallway, and it seemed as long as we would stand there, we could smell this wonderful aroma of roses all up and down the hallway. And well, it was just and the parameters of where my apartment was in the hallway. If you stepped right beyond it, you didn't smell it. We could smell it all the way up to the front door. So it was like a bed of roses for us to walk on and smell as we left the seance. And we all of us gave thanks right then and there for the beautiful presence of the Virgin Mary in our lives.